This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Bruce. How are you, bud?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it was a little different game last night. Not great defense.
Yeah.
Bullpen folded up on them. So
what was with the defense? I mean, Happer, shouldn't he be the captain? Shouldn't he call off everyone as he's coming forward? That three of them standing there and the ball falling was a bad moment.
If you asked Ian Happ, who's a Gold Glover 3 times in a row now,
sure,
he would tell you that was his ball. But, you know, you saw Dansby taking an angle to it. You saw Matt Shaw peel off at the last minute. So it became a little confusing. But the guy coming in, the outfielder who is moving in on the ball, that's the captain of that play. He's the one that has to call it.
Bruce, I know this is going to sound a little dramatic, but I'm calling tonight a response game for the Cubs, not just because of what happened. I know it's April 15th. Not just because of what happened in the late innings last night, but because of Shota's start at Wrigley on Friday. What's your interpretation of just tonight in general as the Cubs try to bounce back?
Well, I think Shota's going to be fine. And, you know, I know Mully will bring back the sound tomorrow. The idea was that we had a cold day in April, and for some reason, and again, sounds like an excuse, but really isn't, the wind was blowing dead south, you know,
yeah,
from the south, and it was blown out probably about 25 miles an hour. Showed as a fly ball pitcher, and nobody profited more from Wrigley Field last year playing big because of the wind blowing in all the time more than Shota. Not to take anything away from the superlative starts that he had, the record that he had, the leadership and the ability to get other teams out all the time. That was him. But again, the ballpark helped all the pitchers out last year. We heard an awful lot from people talking about how it took away offense from the team, which it did. But the pitchers were the ones that really profited from the ballpark playing big last year, and Shota was one of them. So there are going to be games where the ball is just going to fly out. He is a fly ball pitcher, but I'm not worried about Shota. I think he's the last one you have to worry about right now.
I like that, Dan, because I do think he needs a big game here because of the fact that they lost yesterday. Just, you don't want to lose a series tonight and then feel like you're you know, the possibility of getting shut down. You really would prefer to be competing. And I think the fact that you got your best pitcher out there, Bruce, becomes one of these things where it just reminds you that, oh, Justin Steele isn't here. How are you going to feel? Oh, thank God. If Shota has to be real good, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, you're not playing the Athletics like the White Sox
like
are tonight.
That.
Okay,
I like that. Thank you.
And the Athletics aren't horrible, but I'm what I'm saying is, you know, San Diego's what, 11-0 at home this year.
Yes.
So, and they're missing a few of their players, just like everybody. Injuries have been cropping up on them, just like they have on the Cubs and the White Sox. So, from that perspective, I think the Cubs are going to be fine, even if they lose these two here, which you don't want to hear. They played really good baseball at the beginning of this year, and to be able to come back home and have a nice long homestand, I think they're in good shape.
I got to ask you, Bruce, because Sunday night I'm watching that game, and they got the overhead view, and I'm looking at Matt Shaw at the plate, and it's crazy. Like, his stance is insane. We've talked to different people about it. I know he's hit at every level, but when you see, how do you fix a guy who has that kind of crazy stance? And is it a question of balance and rhythm? And if he goes off the boil, how do you correct it? Because it's such a, it's like, who was the guy from the Bears that had the corkscrew kicking, and then all of a sudden
Paul Edinger,
and all of a sudden he goes off the boil. And I talked to Tobe about this one time. He was kind of like, I don't know how to fix him because I'm not sure how he's supposed how to do that. It's so crazy. And I hate to say it, but I worry about Matt Shaw because of that stance. Am I insane?
No. Council talked about it. I asked him about it last homestand when they were here. And he said, you know, fixes are made incrementally for hitters. They get here for a reason. They've hit their way into these positions. You know, the White Sox, the opposite with Colson Montgomery, he has not hit himself into this position.
Right.
With Shaw, he did a great job. He was the player of the year at AA for the Cubs last year. And then he moved up to AAA and did quite well. So you just don't change a guy right away. I think that, you know, Kelly is the hitting coach, the main hitting coach. Mm-hmm. They have three. And, you know, you work with them, but there are extremes. As Council was famously quoted in spring training, he said, you don't teach, you know, those mechanics. But, you know, you're hearing that from a manager who had one of the oddest
crazy
swings in baseball. Ultimately, no matter where you start your swing or how you do it, you have to get into the zone, and he's not getting there quick enough right now. He's getting beat. So it is a situation you keep your eye on, no doubt. You have the young player in Workman, the left-handed hitter who's a Rule 5 kid. You have him there. You also have Birdie, who's a really good bench player and has been a starter. And Turner's been there a couple times, although Turner looks like, you know, a little bit like his bat has to catch up as well.
Bruce, another long ball last night from Michael Bush. What's been your interpretation of his start to this season as tries to continue his ascent?
Just continued confidence and hard work. I mean, the guy is just a really good ball player. And Hoyer and Carter Hawkins made a really good trade in getting him from the Dodgers, where there was no room for him. Everybody thought he was a major league quality player with the Dodgers, but you know, when you have Freddie Freeman in front of you, and you have all those other great players in that Dodger lineup, you're not going to get there. So from all of that, I would just say that he continues to be, you know, not only, you know, a good player, he's got a chance to be an all-star player. And defensively, he's improved to the point where he's probably in the top five defensive players at first base. So, again, that's a feather in the hat of Hoyer and company. And he just continues to improve and get better and better. And, you know, that type of production, just like PCA coming around right now, you know, the coaching staff has an awful lot to do with it. But they, innately, they have a lot of talent.
What did they do with PCA? I mean, how did they fix whatever it was? He's now on a roll.
I think it's just him, you know, patience. You know, if you see some of his at-bats, he's a little self-defeating in some of his at-bats. When he's in a bad funk, he's striking out in three or four pitches, right? Mm. I mean, it's just, you know, and then you see the frustration, the emotion, which you love when you see it in a positive way. You don't love it when you see him strike out and just throw the bat or throw the helmet. Very emotional player. You don't take that. You never coach that out of any player. But again, you have to pay the price when things aren't going well. This guy, you know, again, why are they offering him long-term money at this point? They see what everybody else sees, and that is, you know, you can't coach speed, you can't coach the athleticism that this guy has. When it totally clicks, and we saw it in spring training an awful lot, him starting to drive the ball to left field, that at bat yesterday where he hits this hellacious breaking ball down and away for a base hit to left field, you're starting to see the maturation of a hitter, a major league hitter, a guy that's not getting fooled, understands how he's being worked, hitting the ball the opposite way.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bruce, what's your prescription for Cubs pitching, both with the Steele news earlier in the week and then obviously with the continued bullpen struggles?
Scouting every team and coming up with a list of 10 and working it hard with your scouts and your front office to find the teams like the Oaklands and the Miamis and people like that are interested in moving maybe a Sandy Alcantara or somebody like that.
He'd be great here.
Yeah. I mean, he's you know, look, he was a Cy Young Award winner 2 years ago. He's hurt last year. Just getting back to form, not quite there yet. A couple years left at a very reasonable salary. So those are the guys you look at. You also look at the bullpen, you know, with Oakland in you know, remember the rumors last year about Mason Miller, the guy that throws 101, 102. So again, you have already thrown down the gauntlet. You have said, this is a year that we're going to try to win.
Yes.
Okay, so you can't back away from that. Now, right. how much of your organization, how much of your minor league system are you willing to part with? You know, in any of these big trades, like an Alcantara, would you trade a Cade Horton? Okay, those are the things that you're faced with when you're moving toward getting pitching in April rather than in July or August.
So we were talking about this. You kind of have to hold out until it's trade mode, until everybody has given up almost, and it takes a while to figure out who could be available, whatever. Now you're in this mode where you're going to have to cover things. And we talked a little bit this morning about Chris Flexen, who is actually pitching very well at Iowa. And he obviously is an experienced major league pitcher. He's journeyman type. Could he cover a few starts until you get to that point? Could he be a guy that might be in the mix now? Just because, you know, we got to see how quickly Assad can move. Doesn't he have a start today? You know what I'm saying? Like, are we looking internally for guys that can just give you cover until you can make a move?
Sure. And that's what Ray is, you know, building up to 68 pitches the other day. You know, he's going to continue to be in that role. You know, and you have other people in the organization like Flexen, like Wicks at AAA, and of course Assad, who probably needs this one tonight when he's pitching at Iowa, another one to build up his innings, to build up his pitch count. That's where it's at now. Assad isn't really exciting, but he certainly is consistent. Okay, he's a guy that you can count on, and I think the same. That's the same thing they looked at when they signed Colin Ray in the offseason as well. Bullpen, but also not afraid to go out there and start, not afraid to give you five good innings, maybe six sometimes. So those are the areas that they're going to have to continue to move. It's not going to be, you know, peaches and cream. There will be other guys that get hurt. That's just the nature of baseball right now. So the depth that you built, and guys like Flexen, who you kind of just, you know, you kind of laughed at and said, oh, yeah, they brought him. He was Sox pitcher. He's not going to be afraid to go out there and pitch for you, you know. So he will be a possibility down the line if they need him.
Great stuff as always, Bruce. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Bruce.
Guys, have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, buddy. Maybe the Sox can win a game too.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.